I made this audio for you, who is now in a moment of high anxiety or panic. I know exactly how uncomfortable you feel right now, as I've been there too, but you are safe. No harm is going to come to you. Please trust me on that. I'm here for you, and we will work through this together to get your anxiety levels right down and have you feeling much more in control, feeling safe and more secure. It will take a few minutes, but you will absolutely get through this. You have me here with you, and know that recovery is on its way. Trust me, anxiety does not last forever. I've been teaching people how to resolve their anxiety for over 10 years, and I know what I'm talking about. I'm going to talk you through a very simple technique you can use right now to get yourself back in control and reduce your fear dramatically. The first thing I'm going to get you to do is to transform the way your anxiety feels. Instead of thinking of it as anxiety, I want you to start to think of it as just nervous arousal. Not fear, not panic, not anxiety, just nervous arousal. And tell yourself right now that you're excited by this feeling. It doesn't matter what that feeling is, be it a pounding heart or a tight chest or a dizzy sensation. Whatever it is you are feeling, repeat over to yourself, I'm excited by this feeling. I'm excited by this feeling. This changes your body's response to these sensations and shifts you into a more powerful position. I'm excited by this feeling. I'm excited by this feeling. For the next 30 seconds or so, repeat that over to yourself. Then I'm going to guide you further. Well done, you're doing great. Now at this stage, I'm not expecting your sensations to be reduced. All that is happening right now is that you're transforming the feeling of fear into an energy of nervous arousal. You're still going to be feeling very uncomfortable. Fear and excitement are very similar nervous arousals. Repeating this shifts you more into that positive state of excitement over fear. In the beginning, you may have to fake it till you make it, but soon you will start to feel your nervous system calm. The uncomfortable arousal will still be present, but just with that fear stripped away from it. And this is key for you to feeling a lot better. I'm excited by this feeling. I'm excited by this feeling. I promise you, no matter how close to losing it you feel you are right now, you won't. You're not going to freak out or lose control, and your body is not going to fail you. Your mind and body is well able for this. You can absolutely handle it. The sense of panic you fear will not keep escalating. It is going to pass. It is going to subside very shortly. Now I want you to talk to your anxiety. Imagine it like a cartoon character, like Daffy Duck, quacking in your ear about all the terrible things that will happen. Whatever it is that scares you, tell that cartoon character to try and make it more intense. Demand more because you're excited by this feeling. So be playful with your anxiety. Tell it to make your heart beat faster or your chest tighter. If you're feeling dizzy, tell it to make you feel more dizzy. Say to yourself, wow, it's a wild ride. And it is just a ride, believe me. Anxiety comes in waves, just like on an ocean. So imagine that instead of getting scared of these waves, you ride them out. Telling yourself you're excited by this feeling, ride that wave up and then down as you demand more. Each time that wave of anxiety appears, you ride it out. I know around now as you're listening to me, you've already had several what if fears pop into your mind. What if this doesn't work? What if my anxiety gets worse when I demand more? What if, what if, what if? These what ifs are always present whenever you're anxious or scared. And at the core of these fears is a fear that something terrible is going to happen. I want you to answer those what ifs with a strong, so what, whatever type response. It's important to close off these what if questions. So for example, what if the anxiety keeps escalating? And your response is, so what? My body is well able to handle it. It might feel very uncomfortable, but this is going to pass. What if I drive my car on the highway and I have a panic attack? So what? I'll pull over and get through it like I've always done in the past. What if I faint in public? Who's going to help me? So what? If I faint, I faint. Someone will come to help me eventually, and in a few minutes I'm going to be conscious again. The important thing here is to diffuse that build-up of anxiety, diffuse those what-ifs with a so what or a whatever or an oh well type response. Listen to me very carefully. You are safe. No harm is going to come to you. You can absolutely handle this and so much more. Allow yourself to keep riding these waves of anxiety by telling yourself how excited you feel and demanding more of the anxiety. Pretend you've just paid good money for a roller coaster ride and you want value for your money, so bring it on. Anxiety always subsides, remember that. It has to. That's physiologically how our nervous system works. This is not going to last much longer. It's going to start to fade very, very shortly. Now, as the audio is soon coming to an end, I want you to think of something that you're grateful for in your life. It could be anything at all. What's important is that it elicits a feeling of gratitude rather than just a thought of gratitude. And there is a difference. When you really appreciate something, you feel it in your chest like a warm sensation. The simple things often work best, like the sun on your face or a kind word someone said to you. It can be anything, big or small. The reason I ask you to do this is that gratitude drops your anxiety levels quite dramatically. So focus on something that you're grateful for right this very minute. Now, as we come to a close, I want you to engage with something right away. Something that will really take your full attention. That can be anything at all, as long as it's engaging. It might mean going and having a conversation with someone or reading a book. As you then engage with an activity, the anxiety will still be present. But that's normal, as it takes a while for your nervous system to cool off. But be fine with that. Don't expect to be feeling calm. The faster you can get comfortable with this great discomfort, the better. Once you learn to master comfort in anxious discomfort, your anxiety will evaporate faster. Not because you pushed it away, but because you allowed it to be. So for the rest of the day, allow the anxiety you feel to just be and let it manifest whatever way it wishes. You've done a great job, you really have. You can be very proud of yourself. Just listening to this audio to the end has already helped shift the way your anxiety is manifesting. Most people never get challenged in this way. They have no idea how difficult and uncomfortable it is to experience this kind of heightened anxiety. Give yourself some credit. You are braver than you know. Please now go and engage with something. And if in a little while the anxiety wave peaks again, just play this audio once more from the start. I'm here to work with you whenever you need it. Talk to you soon.